On today's episode, we are going to talk about testosterone, so stick around while we dive deeper into this. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics, and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high-quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patented strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. So for those that do not know, testosterone is an important male hormone. A male begins to produce testosterone as early as 7 weeks after conception. Testosterone levels rise during puberty, peak during the late teen years, and then level off. After around age 30 or so, it's normal for a man's testosterone level to decrease slightly every single year. Now, most testosterone is located in the testes, but there are parts in the adrenal glands as well, which sit above the kidneys. This is actually where females will have some of their testosterone, but testosterone is a mostly male hormone. So again, we're going to be dealing more with the male side in today's episode, which again, I think is very important because a lot of people do not realize that sometimes having lower testosterone can be affecting their overall health. Now, let's dive into just a little bit more. So the body's endocrine system consists of glands that manufacture hormones. The hypothalamus is located in the brain, tells the pituitary gland how much testosterone the body needs. The pituitary gland then sends a message to the testes. Now, most testosterone is produced in the testes, like I had mentioned earlier, but small amounts do come from the adrenal glands, which are located above the kidneys. In women, the adrenal glands are the ovaries produce small amounts of testosterone. Now, before we're even born, again, this is already being produced in the body. So again, the male needs to produce testosterone because it helps in sperm production, but also helps in body mass. And on top of that, there are actually benefits with your health and your heart. Now, the reason why I want to talk about though today was because of the amount that actually affects your blood. So what happens sometimes is that when you have the testosterone, what's going on is that it's increasing bone density and tells the bone marrow to manufacture red blood cells. Men with very low levels of testosterone are more likely to suffer from bone fractures and breaks. Now, with dealing with ulcerative colitis, this is something that, again, we always have to worry about because low red blood cell production is quite low, and even just the motivation in oneself gets really hit with the dent because, again, when you're losing blood through ulcerative colitis, again, you're excreting blood, you're not going to have a whole lot of motivation or energy. So what you need to do is make sure that you get on top of having a lot of testosterone or getting your levels back up. Now, the only way to test your testosterone is actually doing a blood panel level. So again, you have to get that tested to see exactly where you're at because you may be in the normal range, but you may be in the lower range as well. And I always tell patients, when you ever get any blood work done, even if you are in the range, so say, for example, let's say it's 6 to 8%, that's like the range itself. If you're sitting at say 6.0, you are on the low end. You are just in the normal range. So I wouldn't say you're in a good range, but you're in, I guess, a better range than someone that's say at 5.9, who then would be below range. Again, pretty similar for the most part, but again, scientifically speaking, one's in range, one's not in range, but overall, they're both low. So the reason why, again, we're talking about this is because when you're dealing with ulcerative colitis, you are going to have a lot of acute and chronic inflammation. And this is one of the ways that you decrease your testosterone, by having chronic inflammation in your body. Because when you're having that, your body is trying to sort through all this inflammation. And a lot of times your hormone production will be affected as well, such as your testosterone. So again, this is one of those big key elements you have to make sure that you're maintaining. Now, certain ways you can actually help increase this. Obviously, you can do some lot of competitive workout situations. So again, whether we talked about in our last episode, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, doing some type of MMA, again, being a little more aggressive, if you're able to exert some energy, that is going to help you with your testosterone. lifting weights, that's also going to help you. And even running, again, just doing physical activities, because what it's going to do, it's going to drive up your testosterone, but it's also going to decrease the inflammation that's going on in your body as well. So these are two or three really important key factors when you're trying to increase your testosterone. Now, there is therapy as well. I do not want to go into that because, again, before you even want to talk about therapy, you need to find out your levels. So again, if you do not know your levels, you want to make sure you figure that out, because if you do not know your levels, you don't know your baseline, you don't know where you're starting at, and again, you don't know where you're trying to reach your goal to. So I hope this episode, which is a little bit shorter, was on testosterone. Again, this is a very important hormone for male production. Obviously, it is in females as well, but again, from the male perspective of someone that's dealing with ulcerative colitis or any type of gut issues, you want to make sure that your testosterone is at the right levels, because again, if it's not, it's going to affect your body mass, it's going to affect your confidence, it's going to affect your blood vessels, which we all know when we're dealing with ulcerative colitis, your blood levels are going to be very, very important, because if they are low, you're going to be fatigued, you're going to have brain fog, it's going to be just this whole plethora of issues. And again, not saying just testosterone will cure everything, but again, if you can bring that back up, it will help you get in the right direction to, again, start healing your body. So that is all I have for you today in this episode. I hope you enjoyed this quick episode. If you did, make sure to like it, give it a 5-star review, and also share it to anyone that you think can also enjoy this content, because again, we're always talking about ways to help heal your body, and this is just one simple way that, again, you can go out there, do this. So whether you're lifting weights, joining some type of MMA club as well, again, all these ways are going to help you bring up your testosterone in a natural way, which again is going to help your body overall feel better and heal better. So that is it, and I will see you in our next episode. And as always, stay healthy. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.